from KQED. And now let's meet another group of kids dancing and singing their way around an auditorium in Oakland. This week, they've been rehearsing a new musical based on the Magic Treehouse book series for kids. It debuts this weekend at a first-of-its-kind West Coast conference in Sacramento for the smallest musical theater performers. Musicals are in the air. Hamilton on Broadway, La La Land on the big screen. It feels like the genre itself is being rewritten. So reporter Rachel Dornhelm talked to some young performers to learn what's drawing them in.
The kids in the Bay Area Children's Theater belt out their harmonies while waving ribbons high in the air to mimic a foamy sea. Others twirl orange umbrellas in the shape of a giant sun. Then there is Sophia, perched in a makeshift treehouse. I catch up with her later.
When you're 11 and you're doing musical theater, grown-ups maybe sometimes think that when you're younger you don't care as much, but I think that no matter what age you are, you can still put your heart into it.
There is a lot of heart here. It is a rare chance for the students to rehearse with the founder of the Junior Theater Festival West, Tim McDonald, who doles out directions.
And then can you make sure you do no movement on?
But he also encourages their own ideas.
You did that. Okay, good. So, yes.
Can I cross over to her, kind of?
Let's try it. Let's try it. Is that what your body's telling you to
McDonald
do?
McDonald has spent most of his career trying to get students more involved in musicals.
20 years ago, the audiences for musical theater were literally dying out. They were aging out. And young people weren't picking up that torch.
Enter the composer, Stephen Sondheim. Sondheim reasoned that most students only got first-hand experience with complex musical theater productions starting in high school. Sondheim's idea? Creating one-hour versions of shows, tailored to elementary and middle school kids. McDonald was charged with carrying out the initial idea. It's taken off, and now McDonald says his company, iTheatrics, has an audience of about 36 million people a year.
So three times as many people who see more than who see a Broadway show are getting their musical theater fix by watching their children perform one of these adaptations. I think that's kind of incredible.
The kids involved seem to find it pretty incredible, too, and empowering.
My name is Suma Kutpakar. I'm 13 years old. Right now I'm playing Captain Bones. He's a pirate.
So how do you do? I'm Captain Bones.
He's the dirtiest,
scurviest,
most feline pirate.
I like exploring different characters. Each character has a different mood and tone.
And I'll send you to the locker room, baby.
I've been bullied a lot during my school. I think drama has helped me. One time I played a bully in a school show. And in that musical, I love the way that when I was bullying the other character, how that character stood up for himself. And that really taught me like how somebody else would feel.
His castmate, 14-year-old Jack Stickler, also finds musicals a welcome exercise in empathy.
Last year, we did a show called Honk Junior, and I played the lead. I was the ugly duckling. When I went on stage and performed, I had that feeling where I was just like, I wasn't Jack Stickler anymore. I was like this character, and it was the best feeling ever. I'd be in my room just singing it constantly because I loved it so much.
Different isn't naughty. Different isn't bad. So why should being different make me sad?
It changed my world because everyone was just so supportive, and it was that environment where I really felt a big feeling of belonging.
It's that confidence and support, Stickler says, that he and his fellow performers will be bringing to the Junior Theater Festival West competition this weekend in Sacramento.
We are guests,
for the California Report, I'm Rachel Dornhelm.